Washington kind of did whatever they wanted to them until they got inside like the 10-yard line. That's the way I looked at this game. Like, I thought LSU looked legit against Miami, and I thought Auburn looked like a paper house or a house of cards or, I don't know, something.
Okay, well, that's interesting because I had heard kind of the opposite. Like, I didn't get to watch much of either game.
Yeah.
And I had heard that LSU actually, like, their offense wasn't that impressive against Miami. They had issues. I haven't really heard much about Auburn, but
I mean, I think people thought, you know, LSU still had some issues, but I thought that their defense looked really good. I thought that their offense looked like it could finally make some plays. Like, LSU's been going on like a 12-year streak of, we got some wide receivers who can catch.
Yeah.
Like, throw us 10-yard
slants.
Always
got athletes.
If you can hit us on 10-yard slants, we'll catch them.
Always got athletes, LSU does. All right, we're app only. Feels good.
Brandon, what was that cut for? Just no calls or we can't take calls?
Well, we can. I text you, we had a caller, but she dropped.
Oh, okay. That was a she.
Chloe!
No! Chloe!
She was known to get drunk and disorderly last year. Call back, Chloe. Are we good? Like, people on Periscope and app and everything?
Let me check. Good? Anybody complaining on Periscope? Doesn't seem like anyone is complaining.
I believe we're good. I'm waiting for confirmation from Andrew, but
Trust me. They would be telling me right now, you guys sound awful. We're good.
No, I just mean that we're not going over
the radio.
Yeah. All just right. Waiting for confirmation. Should be 5-4.
And how do we confirm that at this super high-tech radio station, Brandon? What's our method?
I mean, do you really want to
let people know
how the sausage is made? I sent Andrew out to his car to turn to listen to the radio.
Are we good, Andrew?
I want to be extra certain that we don't have an SEC.
Go to my car
violation.
Too, just in case there's something wrong with your car. All right, we are app only. That means you can say whatever you want. You want to curse somebody out? You want to give Butch Jones the old what for? 865. 546-8200. 546-8200 is your number to get on the Volunteer Reaction distilled by Volunteer Vodka.
North Texas just scored a touchdown to go up 14-0 on Arkansas. And the way they did it was their punt returner fielded a punt at the 10 and just stood there. And Arkansas's players assumed he had caught a fair catch and all walked off the field. Then he just sprinted up the sideline.
That's awesome.
And really brave because he just stood there like they could have easily laid off
on
him.
I love that.
We got Chloe back. Let's go to the McKinney team hotline. Let's get Chloe. What's up, Chloe?
What's going on?
Hey, Chloe, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm known to get drunk and disorderly. Is that right?
That's what Russell said. It wasn't me. That's what Russell said.
Okay, so I was waiting to call and see at the beginning of the season how do you think we're going to do this season? I don't have a lot of faith.
God, Chloe, at this point it feels like 5-7 is the ceiling, right? At this point?
You got 5-7.
I mean, what do you got? What do you got, 4-8? 3-9?
4-8. Yeah, 4-8. Yeah.
I'm always a little bit more optimistic than you.
I was going to tell you I tried the voluntary vodka or whatever.
Well, did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan.
Let's go. We converted somebody. If you're listening, TC, she tried the voluntary vodka and she loves it.
Yep.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on Pruitt? I'm kind of feeling him. I think he's at least realistic about shit, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, he keeps it real. He's realistic about shit.
I like that. Instead of Butch thinking, you know, we're going to win, you know, SEC championship, all that shit, I think, you know, at least he's pretty realistic. We got shit to work on, and we're going to do it.
That seems to be the goal. Work on our shit we got to work on.
Yeah. All right, well, I just
It was great to hear from you.
This year, so have a good night.
Great to hear from you. It's 4:45, Chloe. It's not 9. That volunteer vodka hit her hard.
Or voluntary vodka, as she called it, which is cool, man. She's kind of like, incorporates the name of the show into the product,
or
vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, it could probably work, you know.
Pretty cool stuff. Roberto is just blowing us up on the Twitter machine. Florida is trash against the run is what he says. So I guess he wants us to.
Well, I think he's just trying to get us pumped up saying that.
We can do this.
Saying that Tennessee can run against Florida. I mean, you know, Benny Snell ran all over them, and we're not getting to watch this Florida-Colorado State game, but it sounds like Colorado State is running all over them. This TV was such a good idea by me.
It's beautiful.
It's like, hey, we need a TV.
Do you want it on the Florida game?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, in the fourth quarter, if it gets close, we'll watch it, but otherwise I'm good with this LSU-Vandy combination.
I'm intrigued by, the LSU-Auburn game. Let's get Westchester in here next. Hello, Westchester. You're on Voluntary Reaction.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Pretty good.
What's up, Westchester?
Good. How we doing, Reed? Hey, you want to take a shot of voluntary vodka for me?
It's volunteer vodka. We'll let Chloe slide with it. We won't let you slide. And no, I'm not drinking today. I'm not drinking today.
I'm sorry to hear that. I agree with the Periscope people. John, you're a lot more fun when you drink.
Yeah, I am. I'll drink for Florida. I planned on this being a pretty simple day. I planned on Tennessee winning 45-0. We come in, we come out, bada boom, bada bing, and I'm headed home by now. But it seems as if the team didn't hold up their end of the deal.
It's 4:45 and you still have your pants on. That's all I'm saying.
My pants are on. I haven't drank anything all day.
I know. It's all y'all's fault. This is what happens, man. It's just. But anyway, back to my point of my call, guys. I've tried to iterate this since the West Virginia game, and guys, we are that fucking terrible. We really are. I mean, you realize that Georgia and Kentucky took care of business against opponents that would both beat UTEP today, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. MTSU and Murray State would both beat UTEP. Any argument there?
No, I think UTEP's terrible.
And we couldn't run the ball against them for half the damn game.
He ran for 350 yards. Come on. The offense had 500 total yards of offense. Like, the problem was scoring touchdowns. I don't think
you can't get a field goal in your first three possessions in the red zone. That doesn't work.
No, I mean,
it's not going to win you SEC games.
I 100% agree with you there, but I mean, like I said, when you have 500 yards of offense, the problem wasn't moving the ball. I would agree though that like, hey, scoring touchdowns needs to be better. I
mean, right. So 500 yards of offense, you should have more than 24 points. We're on the same page there.
Yeah, 100% agree.
So, I mean, let's just go ahead and let's go ahead and call this right now and just be done with it for next week. And not even, I mean, you know, Bear got me all tore up for West Virginia thinking we're going to win. And I'm not going to let anybody change my mind. We're going to lose to Florida. We're going to lose badly. Reed, you're way under. It's going to be 54.5.
Okay.
And it's going to be like 45-10 Florida next week. I mean, Florida's going to look like a freaking playoff team, and we're going to look like we're like, you know, D2. I mean, Florida's going to come in here and kill us. They're going to have their game of the year. It may be the only one that they look good in, but they're going to do it because it's been way, way, way too long since we had a first-year coach know how to beat Florida. You realize that, right? You realize how long it's been since a first-year coach beat Florida?
Has it ever happened?
Although this is the first time. This is the first time since, I want to say, the 60s when Tennessee and Florida have both had first-year coaches at the same time. So it's a little bit different for Florida when it comes to
and
first.
What happened then?
I don't know. It was Bill Battle, right? Didn't you look this up for me?
Oh, Battle. Andrew? Yeah. We said that was said on your show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Intern Andrew looked it up for me like a month or so ago. And it wasn't Russ. It was me. We did it. And
okay.
I believe it was Battle, and I don't remember.
It would have been Dickey, wouldn't it?
Battle and Dickey in 70?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't think it was Dickey, but that's why that was Fulmer's biggest problem for a long time. His first game as a full time head coach was against Florida, and he lost it, and he was done. So
it's not true. He beat Florida his first year as an interim coach in 92. His first game as a full time coach in 93 was against like Southeast Louisiana or something like that. Westchester, come on, man.
Okay, I said that incorrectly. His first time he played Florida as a full time head coach, he lost.
It's true.
And then the jinx was on. So I'm not saying that Pruitt is done if he can't beat Florida, because we're not going to beat Florida. I believe in Pruitt, and I believe in this coaching staff until they tell me not to. Show me why not to, and I think we're going to be all right. We just can't get our hopes up, and you know, it's just like West Virginia.
Oh, just live a little. What are you talking about? We can't get our hopes up. You mean to tell me if you think Florida's going to win and then Florida wins, you're not going to be crushed? What the hell does it matter whether or not you think Tennessee's going to win it? You're going to be mad one way or the other.
No, I'm not, because I refuse to walk out of another game this year like I did after West Virginia. I'm done. I mean, I'm a Tennessee fan. I love the team. I love the school. I love the university. I love the football team. But I have zero expectations for this season. Until we get to Charlotte, I don't think we're going to win another game. And that's okay. And I'm okay with that. And that's the reality I had to come to as a Tennessee fan. And that's what I'm encouraging fellow Tennessee fans to come to is, you lose to Florida this year, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Just
okay. Mark it down. Listen to it back. Westchester says he's not going to be upset. So if Tennessee loses to Florida, I don't need you to call in next week mad because you said you're not going to be mad. Deal?
You're gonna give me the I told you so clip when I call in.
If you're upset if Tennessee loses, I am. I'm going to say, hey, you can't do this.
I'm not going to be upset. I'm going to say I told you so.
All right, Westchester.
How bad we are.
You're out of here. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
I've never seen an offense look better than Vanderbilt while scoring 3 fucking points. I mean, their wide receivers are catching everything except the running back who could have scored a touchdown, and then they just throw a pop-up interception in the end zone on pass interference, I might add, that was uncalled. Their offense looks great. I was going to say I've never been at a point where I'm still fairly confident we're going to beat Florida while actually having no confidence that we're going to beat Vanderbilt or Kentucky.
No.
Florida's up 13-0. Yeah, they're going to dominate Colorado State. Colorado State ain't no damn good. Colorado State had a big comeback against Arkansas, and everybody convinced themselves they're good. I ain't damn good. Westchester's the only person out of the 25 or 30 or so who have interacted with me on my point spread that says 47.5 was too low. He came in at 54.5.
He says 54.5 for an over-under for Tennessee, Florida.
That's what he said when he called. You don't listen to him?
No,
that's
really
one of your regulars.
Yeah. He's so negative. He said we were going like he always says before the season we're going to win at least 3 games less than we actually end up winning. So the fact that he's not feeling we have any chance against Florida is actually has me feeling like we're right on schedule. Let's get, no offense, Westchester, I love you. Reese is next. Hello, Reese.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Reese?
Hey, man. So do you guys expect to win next Saturday or no?
That's a good question.
I don't.
The camera fell down. I mean, I expect to win just because Tennessee's playing a bad Florida team inside Neyland Stadium. Does that make sense? Like, I expect Tennessee to win. I think Pruitt should win that game. Does that mean that I actually, like, I'm confident we're going to win? No, because to me those things are different. Is that fair to say, like, expecting and confidence, two different things, in my opinion?
Yeah. I'm just kind of sitting here saying, we know Florida's got a clown of a coach. We know they're not any good. It's going to be kneeling at night. If we don't expect to win this game, are we ever going to expect to beat Florida again?
Well, we'll expect to beat them next year because they'll still have that same clown coach. And, you know, year 3, he'll probably come into Knoxville. And you would think Tennessee's overtaken a pretty big talent advantage. So, yeah, I'd say that we're going to think that every year. Like, if you feel that way about Dan Mullen especially, I know we've had a lot of fun at Dan Mullen's expense, and maybe he does end up being bad there. But I'm not convinced he's just some clown who forgot how to coach football.
Yeah, I know, and I'm almost a little worried that this week would be the week that we all get to change our minds and have to bite our tongue on it, you know?
It'd be
the perfect time for all this to really just turn head on us.
Yeah, see, I've tried to be a little bit slow in mocking Dan Mullen because we got to get over that hurdle first. Like, he was a pretty damn good coach at Mississippi State, and I know he lost to Kentucky, but I'm not ready to go ahead and start calling him a clown yet. I've seen a lot of the Butch Mullen stuff, and, you know, he'd coach circles around Butch Jones.
Yeah. All right, guys. Today wasn't a great day, but at the end of the year, we're not going to look back and say, oh, it was a 24-0 win. The season was a success or a loss. Let's just focus in on Saturday. I'll hang up and keep listening.
Great
Have a good day, boys.
Great point. Appreciate the phone call, Reese.
Thank you, Reese. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the voluntary reaction, 546-8200. Got lines available right now if you want to hop in. John, one other note that I wanted to get to that nobody's really talked about. Jordan Palmer, he's developed into a nice little deep threat, man. He's got speed, and he's catching the ball this year.
Yeah. I mean, he graded out as – you know, one of the top receivers last week, right, in the country or in the SEC, I guess. He graded out as one of the best receivers in the SEC.
Well, he got open left and right last year. He just couldn't catch a cold. And this year, he's catching the ball, and he's catching the ball in the deep passes. Like, he's turned into our deep threat, taking the top off of it downfield. We got the ball to him on a couple of end-arounds and against West Virginia and against East Tennessee State, which were both successful. So, you're looking for weapons. He's been more of a weapon than Jennings so far, which I wouldn't have believed if you had told me before the season.
I think I would have believed it just because I wasn't confident in Jennings staying in shape when he was away from the football team.
And I don't think he has.
Right. And I would have thought that, Jennings, who was, out on the boat last year during the season, I would have thought that he would have had to knock some rust off. Quite frankly, I wasn't surprised that he had, taken so long to get back in the fold. I was happy, though, that, they started trying to get him the ball somewhat, because he's hard to take down when he gets the ball. Yeah. He's still running through people, and he's a wide receiver who wants to block. Did my distinction make sense to you? Because I feel like it was brilliant, in my mind, of, expecting to win but not confident we win. Or did that confuse you? And you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Unpack that a little bit. Expecting to win, but not confident that we will.
Yeah.
Are you trying to, you think we can win and maybe should win, but probably won't?
I'm not saying that we probably won't, because probably means that I'm confident, probably means I give Florida more of a percentage chance to win, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
Because
that's kind of how I feel.
I'm not 100% convinced we're going to win, but I'm fairly confident that Tennessee can win this game. I would put it 60-40, 65-35. I don't think Florida's good, and I do think Neyland Stadium's going to be rocking.
It's just such an opportunity for Jeremy Pruitt, because he's got him at home.
I lied about the 65. I'm not 65. That's too high. I'm 60-40. Just want to clarify.
Back down a
little. I just want to clarify. 65-35 feels a lot bigger. Does it not just sound a lot bigger than 60-40? I feel like 65-35 seems so much bigger than 60-40.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 30 points compared to 20. I don't know.
It's just such an opportunity for Pruitt, because they're going through the same thing we are as far as just a coaching transition. I know Mullen's been in the league, and he's more experienced. He's got that advantage or whatever. But, I feel like home field advantage is worth a lot in the SEC. So maybe that cancels it out a little bit. And I just don't think – do you think from just a pure talent standpoint, are we any better or worse off than Florida? I feel like they're pretty even in that regard.
Well, yeah, and then I think the tiebreaker should be whoever's at home. That's why I'm at 60-40. Not a huge tiebreaker, but I think the home team – that's a hell of a catch in that Auburn game. It's a hell of a catch. That's why I'm 60-40 on it. I expect to win because it's a game that a good coach wins. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, man, this is just an unwinnable game, or we'd be lucky to be competing. I expect Tennessee to win this game. I expect Jeremy Pruitt to win this game. I think Jeremy Pruitt expects to win this game. But as far as being overly confident, no.
Yeah. I don't know, and maybe it's just I'm a little bit older. I mean, I've seen every game in this series since we started playing every year in 1990, and I mean, they've just had our number more often than not, and it really hasn't. I mean, there's no debating that, and I'm a little bit traumatized by it, so it's hard for me to say I expect to win in this series, because I've seen them win so many times, even when we seemingly have the better team. Big opportunity.
I got personal foul. It doesn't even matter if it was a catch. All right.
Big opportunity for Jeremy Pruitt.
All apologies to Travis, who we're getting ready to get to on the McCain team hotline. I got to run to the bathroom.
You do that. You do that. As a matter of fact, Travis, you just hang for – I don't want to put any pressure on you. How long does it take you to pee?
Just 40 seconds.
40 seconds? Wow. He really isn't drinking. All right, so Travis, hang right there. We'll wait. We'll give you the John Reed experience. I don't want to give you just the half experience. We'll wait for John Reed to get back. Run through some of these stats here. Tennessee, 345 yards rushing. They had 95. 24 first downs to 7. We had, 167 passing yards. That's all? 167 yards passing? That's all we had? That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember airing it out all that much.
And I guess we held them to 39, so we hold them to 100, less than 150 total yards. I mean, that'll be good for your defensive statistics. But
38 seconds.
Wow, that was impressive. I mean, you called it.
I know my body, boys.
Yeah, I said you. I believe you that you're not drinking now.
Yeah, I knew my body.
All right, a couple lines available. You want to jump in, 865-546-8200. Auburn driving, trying to take a late lead in the first half against LSU, 546-8200. If you want to get on the voluntary reactions, we fly without our net app only on the reaction this afternoon. Travis is up next. Hello, Travis.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Travis?
Hey, y'all tell me if I'm looking at this wrong, but my view on this Florida game is I've seen Mullen do a lot with little talent. I've never seen Jeremy Pruitt coach anywhere that didn't have talent.
I was thinking about that during caller earlier. Like, this has got to be weird for Pruitt after being at Bama for 2 years, Georgia for 2 years, Florida State, and then Bama before that. This has got to be a different experience for him, like just being able to look and seeing a dearth of – NFL talent on his roster.
Well, I mean, even if you go back to when he coached at Hoover High School, I mean, they out-talented everybody there. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to bash the guy, but like Westchester talking about he believes in him. I'm the opposite. I don't believe in any of them up there until somebody shows me something. Just my take on it. But, I mean, you go back and watch the Mississippi State-Alabama game last year, Mullen about beat his ass with a lot of inferior talent.
True.
So, that just concerns me, but. Anyways, man,
appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Travis.
Thank you, Travis. Joe is next on the voluntary reaction. Hello, Joe.
Hey, boys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, man, I'm just sitting here in rain-soaked, hurricane-soaked Raleigh, North Carolina.
Everything good? You safe?
Yeah, we're safe. Had a couple trees come down in the yard. But
all right. Well, that's all right. Good to hear.
Hey, I got a couple of comments about the game today. What your guys' thoughts are.
All right, let's hear it. Let it fly.
True blood, Orange, big Orange fan, grew up in Knoxville, had season tickets all the way through 2001. Kind of had them for about 15 years. And as far as today's win go, I'm glad they won, but it seems this team is searching for an identity. And today was like watching a high school football game. To me, I still think the players are still holding on to Butch Jones' philosophy, and they're trying to transition to what Pruitt is offering them in front. Okay? That's one comment. Another comment.
I agree
is,
with that.
In terms of quarterback controversy, I think there's a quarterback controversy among the fans. I don't think there's a quarterback controversy among the coaching staff.
All right, let's stop. Let's stop right there because I do kind of feel. Somebody said this to me today. I do 100% believe this was the way it was preseason. I think the staff probably wants Crist. I still probably think the staff preferred to have Crist, but Garantano's just beating him out for the job and hasn't played bad enough to lose it yet. Like, Garantano's looked good in the game. He's been a leader. But I really do think that the coaches came into this season preferring Crist.
I would certainly hope that's the case because if you look at the stats, I mean, collectively between Garantano and Crist has thrown 20 touchdown passes at the college level compared to 6 interceptions. Okay, you look at Garantano's numbers through his years, even though he's had not a full year in his second sophomore year. He's thrown six touchdown passes to two interceptions.
Right.
So the disparity there is, I mean, in college football, because of the age of these players, you've got to give your maturity and experienced players the chance to win. And in terms of what the coaching staff said, is you're trying to give the team the best shot to win. Well, if that's the case, you need to put freaking Keller Christie and have Garantano be on the practice squad.
See, I completely disagree with that. I think Chris lost his job in Stanford for a reason, and I don't think Chris could do better than Garantano. B, I think I said it all summer, I side on the guy who has 3 years of eligibility left. Like, I don't run off a quarterback you have.
He's your future.
Yeah.
How about that? He's your future, absolutely.
And I don't think Chris is better than him where it's enough of a difference to make a difference. Like, I think Garantano's better.
Well, here's why I say that, okay? And I agree with you, okay? We can agree to disagree. What is the University of Tennessee known for? Wide receiver.
Dread and disappointment and pain and Peyton Manning.
Wide receiver you. You got 4'6'2 to 6'4 guys that can go up and get the football. Keller Christ has thrown 20 touchdown passes in his career. Give your boys the best chance to win and put the fucking football down in the field. 167 yards passing to that guy, that ain't going to get it in the SEC.
For a second, I forgot we were on the app only. I was like, oh, no. What did he just do?
I saw you glance off with a look of extreme worry in your eye.
That's the first hard fuck we've had on here in a long time. Like, that's a we have not been fucked very hard too recently, and
sadly,
I just jumped backwards. Appreciate the phone call. Stay safe in Raleigh, my brother.
Thanks, guys. See you, buddy.
Yeah, 167 yards passing.
To me, that's by design. To me, that's... When you have passing situations, you're bringing Keller Christen to run the ball and like to throw passes. Like, I thought Garantano could have taken more shots down the field. The deep ball to Palmer was pretty well thrown.
Yeah.
There was one slight overthrow of Callaway where they didn't come back to it. They tried another deep shot, and Callaway missed it by just like, you know, half of a step. And I thought, man, like, you can run straight lines against these guys from UTEP and get by them. Like, I wanted to just see, like, hey, let's run some go routes.
Yeah, could it also be kind of like teams against us last year? We were the number one pass defense in the league last year. And people are like, why? Because nobody bothered to throw it against us because we were like a sieve. When you run for 345 yards against a team like we did today, maybe it's just Tennessee's coaches wanting to impose their will and make a statement to its players, hey, we're going to be a physical run first team, and we know we can throw on these guys. We want to see our offensive linemen out there pushing guys around and our running backs making big plays. Joe brought the noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fiery call from Joe today. He's all fired up.
I really truly don't get the people who want Chris, like, yeah, I
don't get that either.
I don't understand. Like, I if you want to say that Garantano's not good or Garantano's not good enough, I might listen to you there. I mean, I'm going to listen to you. We'll have a conversation. Like, I don't think Garantano's great by any means, but I don't get the idea of wanting the guy you've never seen, like, who is a fifth-year transfer who got beat out at Stanford. I would get it if it was, you have a star like Garantano, and then you have a young hotshot freshman, right, who hasn't seen the field, and you're like, this guy's better, let him play. If you're using the youth on the other side of the argument, I get. I don't understand wanting to bench a guy who's probably going to be your quarterback next year for a guy who's not going to be there, who hasn't been great. Like, Stanford's offense was built for success, right? Great running back, great tight ends, great offensive lines. So a touchdown to interception ratio doesn't tell me the whole story of what he did at Stanford because, quite frankly, a lot of people, a lot of quarterbacks could probably go there and have successful numbers. Like, I'm not convinced Garantano couldn't have been at Stanford last year and had those numbers because, like I said, they had everything you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Garantano, who had, you know, six touchdowns, two interceptions, was playing with a fucking idiot at the, you know, calling the shots. Like, he was playing quarterback for a guy who hadn't called plays since high school in Larry Scott, right? Like, Larry Scott hadn't been an offensive coordinator in, what, 6, 7 years?
He was terrible.
And to me, like that, to me, you have to take those into account. You have to take, I guess, the difference. Like, I don't, you can't just look at numbers in a vacuum. You can, but then you, you know, you kind of sound, or I guess you're leaving, you're neglecting a whole part of the story.
Yeah, for sure. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in here as we wrap up the voluntary reaction presented by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. 546-8200, your number to get on board. Congratulations to Jason Moore on the Drive's Facebook page. He won the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week contest. 27-10 was his guess. That was the closest.
Hey, man. Well,
it was a safe pit. It was like going low on the Price is Right. He's like, everybody else was calling for a 56-0 beatdown. He's like, I'm going to, you know, just
shoot my shot a little bit.
Yeah, just undercut everybody, and it paid off. So
on the Periscope, Ogle Dozer says it pretty properly. It's time to take the training wheels off and see what happens. Like, it feels like they're trying to have a game manager at quarterback, and Tennessee does not have a roster built for game management. Pruitt, used to Alabama, right? Hey, go out there, go what Garantano go today? 14 of 16? 12 of 16? Go 12 of 16, throw for 168 yards, we'll win the game going away.
Well, it's like you're talking about, the stats don't always tell the story. Like, Garantano is the completion percentage king. He was last year, but he plays it very, very safe under both systems last year and this year. And I mean, look, you can game manage ETSU and UTEP all you want and comfortably win the game.
Right.
We know you can't do it against Bama and Georgia, but I don't think anybody really expects to beat them anyway. The question is, can you do it against Florida? Can you go out there and be ultra-conservative with Garantano at quarterback and expect to win against Florida?
I mean, that's the thing, is like, I don't think anyone – I think everyone answered that question with a no. Like, you can't go out and be conservative. Now, maybe you can. Maybe you can go down there and just try to run the ball down Florida's throat. Then again, you get to the problem of, oh, wait, we don't have any offensive linemen outside of Trey Smith who we can count on. That's why today I wanted to see, like, today's the day that you let Garantano, quote, take the training wheels off and go out there and see what he can do down the field. Now, like, he had a couple passes, you know, deep down the field. He did. The rest of the game, though, that means, like, you know, he was pretty much throwing 3-4 yard passes.
Well, who do you want to give confidence to? Do you want to give confidence to your beleaguered offensive line who's had trouble pushing people around and give them a shot in the arm going into the game? Or do you want to give your quarterback who's never had a game where he's just dropped back and, you know, he's never – Garantano's never had a 300-yard game, right? He's never had that 4 or 5 touchdown game. Like,
No. I mean, the best game he's ever had yardage-wise is 242 yards at Kentucky. And in that game, he had 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and what, 60 yards of them came on a Hail Mary that finished 5 yards short. So, really, he threw for 180 yards. Last year against LSU, he went 13 for 23 for 239 yards. Yeah, no, he's never had the big game yards-wise. And touchdown-wise, yeah, no. Biggest was Vanderbilt, threw 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, I mean, like, it would have been nice to come out here and try to get him a 300-yard game and have him 3 or 4 touchdowns.
But the thing is, I don't think you have to choose, man. You should be able to do both. Like, I think we would have been fine if you had only had 250 yards rushing for over 300 yards passing. Like, we should be able to go out there and be balanced. We should be able to go out there against UTEP and do whatever we want to do offensively. ETSU as well, man. We should be able to go out there and say, if we want to throw it, we're going to throw it. If we want to run it, we're going to run it. And, you know, it's just – it's about tightening screws and getting ready for the next week. Eventually, he is going to have to show that he can have that big game, I would think, because I don't think we're going to be able to run for 350 yards against SEC opponents.
Apparently, Chad Morris just called a timeout on the kickoff.
God, man, I'm such an idiot. I again, like in the week, the Shiano week, where we thought, like, it was going to be Shiano, we thought it was going to be Dave Doran. At one point, I was like, oh, we could get Chad Morris. Like, he runs an exciting offense. Like, he was at Clemson. That would be good. Oh, my God. Such a moron.
I mean, usually I would laugh at him calling a kick out on the timeout, but like if a kick a timeout on the kickoff. But if you didn't see that punt return, like he's like
that was awesome. By the way,
he's probably like my special teams have a collective IQ of 1,000, and there's 11 of, or I guess that's not that bad, of 800, and there's 11 of them. Like we have to coach them up to make sure they know what they're doing.
I'm just so glad that as of today, and this is pretty major, I think. As of today, when people say Arkansas punt return, they will no longer think was it Joe Adams or whoever who just like gave us the Benny Hill treatment
Take
a couple
that,
of years
Joe
ago.
Joe Adams.
Like, finally, Dooley's special teams are off the hook. Charlie Coyner and his binder, he's clutching it, and like the dude's just like we can't tackle the guy. Finally.
Been a bad debut for a whole bunch of coaches who got hired last year. Like Jeremy,
I can't get over Taggart, man. That's terrible.
Like Jeremy Pruitt has to feel pretty good about himself. Like he's 2-1, and yeah, two of those wins were bought, and they didn't look great in really either one of them. But it's better than the alternative of Chad Morris and Willie Taggart. Those guys, you would have had to have given me like 50-1 odds on Herm Edwards being the best new coach in the country.
Wow.
Herm Edwards has Arizona State ranked in the top 25 heading into week 3. Would have had to give me really good odds on that one.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
Derek up next. Let's go to Derek on the McKinney Team Hotline. What's up, Derek?
Hey, fellas. How are we doing today?
Doing okay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm not a Tennessee hardliner. I don't
Congratulations.
But that being said, and I know the overall mood is bad, but looking at this from an analytical standpoint, from what I see from West Virginia to now, on the defensive side of the football, your defensive backs are not letting people get in their lap before they turn to run with the ball. That's an improvement.
Yep.
Pressure is an improvement. It's better. It isn't great, but it's better.
It's maddening. Maddening that the pressure doesn't yield sacks. It just yields disruption. Like they haven't been able to sack anybody, even today. Like couldn't really finish the job. So that's a little maddening. But yeah, the pressure has been consistent for the most part.
Sure, and I think on the offensive side of the football, I know it wasn't flashy, but I think there's a strategic element that people aren't really thinking about. And I know it's not sexy. But I think that Coach Helton and Coach Pruitt were purposely keeping the passing game vanilla so as not to give Florida a whole lot of tape to look at. I may be wrong. Florida may come in here and Tennessee passes for 100 yards and it may be a total shit show. But that was what I took away from today's game. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
I appreciate the phone call. I mean, the hope is that, yeah, you're saving some things. That's the hope. I mean, Mike DeBoer in 2015 came out and, you know, had a couple of wrinkles with, hey, we're going to do some throwbacks to Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you are saving something.
I think you probably have a couple things up their sleeve. You know, if nothing else, okay, so you showed them your Wildcat and Garantano running a little bit today. If Florida has to spend an hour or two this week working for that and you don't use it, they have to spend some time working on QB contain and working on a Wildcat package defensively.
Sure.
This week. It doesn't mean you have to use it. I mean, you could have just done that just to mess with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the chess game. Tyson Helton playing 3D chess with Florida right now. It's a battle of wits between Tyson Helton and what's that dude? Their defensive coordinator looks like he's dragging a club.
Todd Grantham.
What a meathead. Sinceri's on that staff.
Todd Grantham, the guy from Arizona State? That guy?
The guy
No, Mississippi State.
Yeah.
No,
and Georgia and Louisville. The guy who got into it with – he got into it with James Franklin after a game at Vandy one year when he was with Georgia, remember? He's like a slightly more intelligent looking version of Sal Sinceri. Just a kind of guy like if Tennessee's coaches want to confuse Grantham.
It is Todd Grantham.
You give them a simple math problem as they walk into the coach's booth, and they'll just stand there confused for 3.5 hours. You win the game. That's all you got to do.
I always get Todd Grantham and Todd Graham confused. Todd Graham was the guy from Arizona State.
What happened to that guy?
He got fired. They fired his ass.
And that Butch Jones haircut.
Yep. And he wore like the wristbands, kind of like Ozani did. He always had like a sweatband on. Who do you think would win a fist fight? Pruitt or Mullen? I mean, we can't pick Mullen, right?
Oh, yeah, Pruitt. I think Pruitt would whoop his ass.
I'd say Pruitt can fight, right?
Yeah. He's actually like a sneaky big kind of guy. I mean,
he's stout.
He's an SEC defensive back. I mean, he's a former college football player.
He's stout as a mule.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to fight Jeremy Pruitt.
No. Like, I was convinced I could kick Butch Jones' ass. I don't think I could take Pruitt. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm never going to admit that Butch would have beaten me up. Like, that's never going to happen. So if you're here rolling your eyes saying I couldn't beat him up, check the Periscope out and see these 14-inch pythons. Just rope them.
I don't think Butch Jones can fight.
Yeah,
I can't fight. I admit it. I can't fight. Won't fight. Don't fight. I think I could kick Butch Jones' ass. Same way. I would never admit it.
No. Butch would beat your ass.
No.
He punched Matt Crowder, allegedly. Exactly.
We don't know that.
I said allegedly.
That's pretty reckless, Brandon.
Let's get Alex up. No? Line's available?
My tattoo looks so good on camera.
You on the delay?
Yeah, it's a good-looking tattoo. I mean, if you have a Brahma bull tattooed on your inner bicep, you can't lose fist fights. That's kind of a rule.
Would not be a good look.
Bring it on, Butch. Fuck boy.
Poor Butch Jones and his 7.5, the highest-paid intern in college football. Right now, he's somewhere in Alabama's hotel getting Nick Saban's chewing gum ready for tonight. Getting paid whatever he's getting paid by Tennessee to do it.
Congratulations to Auburn. They look like they're about to get ran out at home. 10-0 early. Came back, up 14-10 at halftime. Probably feeling good. God damn it, I'm so mad I didn't take Duke. They're catching 7. They're up 23-0.
Guess two.
Baylor.
Hmm.
I mean, I know Duke was without their starting quarterback, but I mean.
So the Matt Rhule Baylor reclamation project just not really taking off.
I think Duke might be pretty good this year. Like, by Duke standards, they went to Northwestern and beat them down. Now they went to Baylor and beat them down. Now, I know neither one of those teams are great, but it's not like Duke should be out athleting all of them. You know what I mean? Like, I know Northwestern and Baylor are similar to Duke. But, I mean, like I said, these guys are getting beat down. I feel like Northwestern was 21-7, and now this one's like 23-0. It's a pretty good beatdown. If you can do math, that's 44-7. It's pretty impressive for Cutcliffe. We got more phone calls?
Are we petering out?
Brandon's ready to go. Brandon,
I feel good about this. You feel good about this?
Brandon woke up early to do the pregame.
What time did you get up for that thing, Brandon?
I got up at 7:30.
7:30. I was up before you.
Oh yeah, I went to the gym at 7:30.
Sorry.
Were you and Cody Mack up having a big show prep meeting last night? It went long.
Yeah, a little. Went a little long.
Uh huh.
Why are you tired? Florida's beating the hell out of Colorado.
I never said I was tired.
26-0. They just returned a punt for a touchdown. Okay, I felt a little bit like I might have missed that point spread. I was like, it might just be a pick 'em if Florida struggles, but Florida's going to beat the hell out of Colorado State. I might have undersold it. They might be a full field goal favor. They might be favored by a whole field goal. Surely not.
That's fine, man. Like, I don't want to. Maybe it's a defeatist attitude. I don't want to feel like we. have everybody expecting us to beat Florida and then not to. Like, at least if we're an underdog, we have nothing to lose.
Oh, shut up. We still have a lot to lose. We have another loss to Florida.
Yeah, but
nothing to lose against Florida. We have our dignity, our happiness, our pride, our sexual drive, my appetite.
Tennessee fan,
we're gonna lose 30 pounds if we lose to Florida.
We lost to about 25 times the last 30 years. We lost our dignity and pride a long time ago.
It hurts every time.
Butch Jones,
wait, do you not remember how sad we were last year? We were still fucking sad about it. We were sad. The only one that didn't really hurt was 2013. I was just like, we started Peterman. He was god-awful. That one just rolled right off my back.
It didn't really hurt me
nothing
last
to lose.
I was just like, I was more mad than sad last year. I wasn't
still hurt.
I was just pissed off at Butch.
You weren't numb to it. You had something to lose, and it was your composure and happiness. You got angry. Nothing to lose. How about Kansas? First time they've won back-to-back games this decade. That's a stat right there.
After losing to Nicholls State.
That's the first time they've beaten two
They should be 3-0.
Yeah, they should. First time they've won back-to-back FCS games in over a decade, or this decade.
I'm disappointed because it makes my dream of Mark Mangino returning to Kansas less and less likely.
Nothing to lose by losing to Florida. Oh, my God.
What do we have to lose?
Do I have to list them all again?
Your self-respect and dignity.
What a beta, comment.
We're in our
Russell.
Fourth coach in like 10 years.
Okay. What are you? And?
We've already lost it all. Look around you.
Okay, okay.
We're in the seventh circle of hell, John Reed.
I'll put you down next to Westchester.
We're like four losses.
Don't be mad next week. Then you'll come in here and don't be any different. If Tennessee loses to Florida, you had nothing to lose.
I told you, I don't expect to win.
I expect you. Well, here's what I expect. Since we're talking expectations, I expect you to stroll your spaghetti ass in here with no emotional change. You're just fine because you didn't expect it, and you have nothing to lose.
It's
mark it down.
Don't
mark
get
it
your
down.
Hopes up. You won't be disappointed.
That what a beta comment that is.
You're going to be sitting there pulling your teeth out next week. I can't believe we lost Florida. Really? You can't fucking believe we lost to Florida for about the time in 12 years? You can't believe it? You're pretty shocking, huh? We lost to Florida again.
Well, I mean, I think there's a...
Oh, my God.
I can't
believe it. We lost to Florida again. It's only been a year since we lost to them.
I mean,
they beat us with Felipe Franks. We lost to Florida again. I mean, it's shocking.
Who the hell said I would be shocked?
Blown away.
Who the hell said I would not believe it?
I'm so disappointed we lost to Florida. Never saw it coming.
What a reach that is. I never said I wouldn't see it coming. Oh, I see the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Well, get ready, my friend.
I see it coming.
I've seen this movie before.
And I just can't get off the damn tracks, but it's still going to hurt. You see the train coming to run your ass over. Let me tell you, it still hurts. Nothing to lose. Well, just happy-go-lucky Russell. Not going to matter to him. Nope, not going to be 1% mad or 1% disappointed because he had nothing to lose.
Nothing to
lose.
Fuck that.
I got a lot to lose. Every time Tennessee loses, people come in my mentions talking shit. If we lose to Florida, I'm just going to be getting nonstop. The show will probably get taken over by the Florida people who have been waiting for their redemption inside Knoxville for 2 years. Fuck that. Nothing to lose. I got a lot to lose.
Well, hey, man. You put yourself out there. Are you betting for Tennessee?
Well, I don't know what the point spread is. If we're getting three, if we're getting 3 or 2.5, yes, I will, because you know what? I like pain. It's like Cody McClure said when I smacked the shit out of him on Talk Sports. You know what? I kind of liked it. That kind of got me going. I like feeling that.
All right.
Nothing to lose. No, I'm mad now. What happened to, people are asking on the Periscope, what happened to your hike, your yearly hike? You're not going this year?
Well, that was my snapping point. That's when I stopped having anything to lose. I just, you know what? I'm going to take Tennessee football, and I'm just going to set the Florida game over to the side. I don't care anymore. I don't have any expectation. I know what's going to happen. I've seen it a billion times. I don't expect to win. Just don't expect to. I'm tired of getting the 2014 game, the 10-9 game, that was my breaking point. I was like, what? I was so mad watching that game. I didn't enjoy. We're supposed to enjoy football. Tennessee football is supposed to be fun. And I was so mad at that game and so mad at myself for caring. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. So I'm just going to stop caring about that game. And it's been a lot easier to take ever since then. And the win in 2016 was just as enjoyable.
It's depressing. Is this what the future's like, boys? We're going to turn to Russell in 10 years?
If you're lucky.
I'm going to sit here and just...
I don't care. They broke my heart, so I'm never going to love again. No, you get yourself back up on that horse and you go love again.
Haven't you ever seen Good Will Hunting? Haven't you ever seen Good Will Hunting? You're Robin Williams right now. But you know what? He had to pick himself up and get back in the game. My Vanderbilt Commodores! Let's go! Let's go! We're going to lose to Vandy. They're going to beat our ass. But we're going to beat Florida. We're going to lose to Vandy. But all of you said you would take it.
Your chest tissue came off.
I guess I could have just done this earlier.
Yeah.
Just turn it inside out earlier.
Maybe at this point, you just leave it off. I mean,
no free pub.
No, the shirt altogether.
Oh, no, no.
We've already seen your little thingies. They go bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Oh.
When you take your shirt off.
Oh. Well. If you want to come try me, come on.
Oh, man. Too much.
So are we done? BYU up 21-14 on Wisconsin. Some good games going around.
Oh, man. BYU comes in here next year.
Oh, God.
Already dreading that game.
This is sad.
Bunch of guys named Tucker and Bryce tossing it around the field on us for about 400 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
At least that Magnum guy can't be there anymore. Like, he's there this year, but I feel like he's like 26. They show the saddest stat. I've never felt so bad for somebody. They're like, these NFL quarterbacks are younger than the guy who's still playing at BYU, losing on a Saturday night to California at home. Like, every quarterback drafted the last 5 years younger than this guy. Okay, well, cool to stop it if you guys are. Love our sponsors, love Volunteer Vodka, love John's Golf Cars, love East Tennessee Warehouse and Distribution. This show went longer than I thought it would.
What do we do, about 3 hours there? Two and a half.
About two and a half, yeah.
Solid.
Game was over pretty much at 3.
We started early.
We started really just a drive early. I mean, we only started like two minutes early. We started right at 3.
That's true. I started my halftime periscope early. Like 2 minutes left in the half. Oh, it's bad. All right, well, we'll do it again next week. 7 o'clock kickoff, so 10:30-ish, 11. Could be a wild night on the Voluntary Reaction.
It's going to be long, one way or the other. It's going to be long, one way or the other.
Should be fun. Podcast will be up momentarily. You check it out wherever you receive podcasts. We'll be back next week right here on the Voluntary Reaction. Big thanks to Andrew and Brandon Ort for all their hard work getting it on the air and on Periscope and all that good stuff. We will do it again next week.